ACE podcast.
This is the Coming Clean podcast. With Sam and Marty.
Hello and welcome. It's Monday night. You know what time it is. It is time for the number one podcast about, what are we talking about? Laguna Beach, the hills, it's late, Siesta Key. It's the Coming Clean podcast. We're not going to forget to introduce ourselves this time. As always, I'm the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty. And with me as always...
He's a big boy.
It's Sam. Great start.
I'm choking from all the tea. I'm drowning from all the tea.
And all the shots.
Yes. I don't think there's any time for any pleasantries. We got to cut to the feeling. Lots to talk about. Second to the last episode of the season. Where do we start? There's a lot. Should we do...
start from the beginning? Or do you want to get Paige and Madison out of the way?
Yeah, let's do Paige and... Paige and Madison and Candace.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Everyone's like everyone's interlocking now that it's tough to separate them. But yeah, so Candace and Paige, we saw the initial, you know, flirting and the first makeout last week.
Yep.
So that caused a lot of intrigue. And they keep it going, and you know, they go to brunch, and when you go to brunch, you know it's kind of serious.
The tension is palpable. It's almost like the humidity when you live up in the Northeast. It's very thick.
Or Florida.
And Florida. It's very thick.
Yes. I'm going to jump straight into asking you for your take. What do you think of this Paige Canvas? What's your read? Because obviously, just to set the stage, Madison did not appreciate the news.
No, as the sister, it seems like she's confused and upset at Paige. Like this whole new dating women kind of thing, kind of came out of nowhere, I think, for her. And I think she's still processing that information. Mm-hmm. And especially since it's Canvas, who is...
Right, of all people.
That it's just kind of thrown Madison off. So I don't necessarily blame her for being upset.
Right.
It's interesting. Canvas, I don't know if Canvas is in for the right reasons. Yes. And I feel like Paige is falling a little too hard for it.
Yes. Agreed, 100%. I know we say we're petty guys, but if what Madison's suspicions and what seems to be our suspicions of Canvas is true, this is beyond petty. This is just like mean. Like we don't do mean. We do petty. We don't do mean. We go only up to minor inconveniences. We do not want to do anything that severely affects people's lives, even for like more than 1 minute. It's just, you know, slight
bad
burn,
karma.
Slight burn. Yeah.
It's bad karma.
We're petty, but we ain't mean. That's the new slogan of the Coming Clean podcast. But yeah, okay. It's a good thing we're on the same page here, and hey, no pun intended. But yeah, do not trust Canvas.
I'm worried.
Like the timing just seemed off. It like I said last week, it reeked of, yo, I gotta get on this show some way. Clearly the BG thing didn't work, and yeah, it's just so many red flags.
Yeah, I think Canvas is going the way of like kind of that player mentality of anything that kind of comes into her path she's gonna. She even said she flirts with anybody as long as they give good off energy.
Yep.
But I think she might could easily dump Paige for something new. Say if Brandon came around, Paige might get dumped, which could be a plot line.
We got one more episode in a new season. Brandon and Canvas might be in play.
Yeah, I think if that comes back around, then Paige is going to get her feelings hurt even worse. And I don't want to see that.
Wow, just Canvas taking down that entire family.
Yeah, just out of spite.
I mean, which, that might be the greatest reality show villain of all time. Well, Chilltown is, but shouts to Chilltown, Dr. Will.
Mike Boogie.
But yeah, I mean, at least on MTV, like, I don't even think Spencer to stoop to that level. Again, this is all speculation.
We haven't got there yet. We're only on season 3 of The Hills. We haven't got there yet.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so lots to watch out for. Definitely Canvas at least setting herself up for... you guys got to give me more for season 2 because she was set up pretty strongly in the previews for season 1B and just nothing. Got nothing from her.
She's like the Wile E. Coyote. She has set like a bunch of different plans trying to catch a roadrunner, which is fame. And she seems like she...
Wow!
She fails miserably each time.
Wow! Scorching hot take. And you know what? I'm going to pile onto that, even though obviously she's opening up some new doors for drama. Very scary doors, especially with live Twitter now a thing and these people all seeing this unfold live. But she's taking airtime away from Amanda, and I don't like it.
I think Amanda's thrown in the towel.
I know. She's just like, I got my own thing going on. Like, yeah. Whatever.
She's like, give me my... My hourly paycheck.
Yeah.
Do you get a SAG award for reality TV? I don't know.
I think you have to be acting. They have to not call it a reality show.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Okay, so sort of pivoting over, sticking with the Hausberg family. Madison, just sort of her, when she's done with a guy from Siesta, she'll phone in a guy from New York. Seems like a pattern.
No, from college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that she went to Texas or something like that. But, when in doubt, ring it out.
Sure.
Or it's like she has all these suitors that are like lying in wait. So like once they see her change her Facebook status, like one comes hollering.
Yeah. Straight up. She got a bullpen full of... full of hearts.
Like where's this guy interviewing at, like a commercial real estate, like in Siesta Key?
It's probably the Sarasota area, because when I was there last year it was pretty big. Like, there were a ton of developments happening there because it's a big like holiday spot, so lots of condos going up. I read a magazine when I was in the spa. Classy spa.
AARP.
So Ben rolls in. You tweeted.
Looking exactly like everybody else.
Yes, but also straight up like 2007 called. They want their like strap beard and like haircut back. But hey, people seem to like him. You raised the flag that I thought he was the same guy from earlier in the season. I don't even remember that guy's name. Brad?
Greg. Is it Greg?
I think so. It might not be. It's probably not.
No, it's probably not.
But we'll call him Greg. Everyone remembers him from the...
The lame house party.
Yeah, with the pool. Yeah. But no, this is a different guy. So he slides in and immediately... Looks like this will... So what was her relationship with the other guy? If they were on and off in college, this other guy, the earlier guy was what?
He was on and off as well. So when they would break up.
Yeah, she would go to. She got these boys on decky.
Yeah. But then it seemed like Ben, he was always, I think they were just flirtatious. So whenever she was dating Greg, Ben was single. Mm-hmm. But then when Ben was dating somebody, she was broken up with Greg. Yeah. I mean, we've never had this problem before, so I don't know how it works, but it seems like, I mean, on and off again relationships.
Yeah. So anyway, we see them, you know, have lunch, rekindle their relationship, and she invites him to Alex's housewarming party.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they walk in arm in arm, and BG just hammered already.
Mental breakdown. His mind got in a complete pretzel.
I'm giving away a lot right now, but it's just, you know, BG.
Jabroni!
Straight up. Just hold that. Hold that. It's got to change his name from BG to LL. Because that's all he's getting.
And it's not ladies' love.
Yeah, well,
it's loser looks.
Oh, whoa. Even laying down a track that... So he clearly is upset at this party, drinking, and he's like, yo, who is this new guy? Obviously, you know, you get through that messy breakup, and you see your girl just walking through with a new guy right away. It's that'll sting, even though clearly he was in the wrong.
Yeah, that's when you request, like, 10 shots.
Yes. But, you know, he tries to go to Tarek. Man, just rolling through, and Tarek just crushes his spirit.
He came in a little too hot. He's a little too accusatory and trying to be like all cool, and Tarek just straight up bodied him. Like, not even.
Yep.
He told him that Ben is not a musician. He just dissed everything that he lived for.
So we've seen a lot of epic confrontations and insults throughout our year-long career as covering these MTV shows. I can't give it a number, but I'm going to say this Tarek just dressing down of Brandon might be top three all time.
Yeah, I was about to say top three, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, because he knew every single button to push on Brandon. Mm-hmm. They barely know each other, and he brings up... He's employed. I love that he just started off with, he's employed. Oh my god. Just complete savagery. Man.
It's harsh.
As he had the Ryan Gosling Mona Lisa smile of like, yeah, I got you.
It would have been worse if he was like, he's employed and he's actually a successful musician same time.
He's employed at a record company.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. He's Deadmau5 without the mask. How do you feel?
Yeah. More successful.
So yeah, Tarek with, you know, the dressing down of the cinch of Brandon, and you know, Brandon got knocked down and, you know, like a stubborn fighter with already CTE, just decides to keep going.
He's like Homer. He's Homer Simpson boxing.
Yeah. So he's like, nope, we're gonna keep going. I'm just gonna, you know, you're right. He's trying to play it cool a little too much. Like,
yeah, if he really wanted to get sympathy or like try to get back in Madison's grade, like he's got to come in more pathetic and more sympathetic rather than confrontational and trying to like defend his actions.
We're gonna go through more of the drama later in this episode, but I mean the theme of the day, I think, is we can talk about this in the morning. That's my word of advice for everyone, because that party was just insane. So yeah, let's fast forward then to the closing scene when, you know, Ben knew he was feeling himself a little bit. He's like, yeah, I'm just gonna roll through and I see a wounded Brandon and I just got this bucket of salt that I'm ready to rub into his wounds. And he did.
Yeah, I mean he kind of more or less said it was like, I might not be around for a while, but I'll be around enough to like make your day terrible.
Yeah, I mean, even it's just even the comebacks that Brandon was trying to do.
He just had nothing. He had nothing going.
Not great. You were
denied.
And just it was not a good look for Brandon. Again, this is like a month and a half straight of just Brandon taking L's, and you know, you're right. I'll be surprised if he makes it to next season. But I guess Canvas is in play, so you know, the revenge tour of revenge tour 2018, 2019 for BG.
Yeah, we'll have to see how
find it
the
on
last
SoundCloud.
The last episode of season one really pans out.
Yeah, because they did tease that maybe there's a return reconciliation there, but yeah, I don't know. The way the rest of the cast is acting on Twitter around this, they're just like piling on Brandon. Like people, everyone has turned on him.
Guy has that's, no that's how they roll. They find one weak link and then they just like, let's attack.
Yes. So speaking of weak links, let's talk about Alex's mouth.
It's unhinged.
Yes. Yeah, so he's free. And I mean, he's right. He's shocked that he's sort of the good guy right now because he's actually just sticking to Juliet. Obviously, don't really buy it. But
no.
For now, from what we're seeing, kayfabe only, he's been good. He's been behaved. But now he's, you know, standing up for himself. He's hearing what Hannah's been saying about him, and he's not one to stand for that. He's not going to let his bad name be sullied even more.
Yeah, I have to say that Hannah doesn't look in the best light in this episode. We've already caught her in a couple lies.
There were like a couple of twists and turns because she started off strong.
But then she would like get backed into a corner and then would just lie. Like she lied about what she talking behind Juliet's back and Alex's back to Polly. Lied about that. She lied about like other stuff. I don't actually think her doesn't seem like her relationship is that great if Alex keeps bringing it up.
Right.
So maybe she's just insecure about her relationship and it's feeding over into Juliet's and Alex's relationship.
So this is very reminiscent of what we're currently talking about on the Hills, where Hannah's playing the LC role, trying to play up the best friend card because she doesn't like the guy, but she's making her hatred of the guy supersede being a friend.
Yep.
Which is also a problem, and a problem for the friendship. And yeah, like I said, she started off pretty strong, sort of just standing her ground, like, you know, I'm your friend, I'm here to look out for you. But yeah, and then she just gets caught in these lies and then confronts a drunken Alex too, which is not great. And then basically just, you know, it started off passive aggressive, then it became aggressive, just confronting Juliet too.
Yeah, they need a full on intervention.
Yeah, I mean, they're on the same team, like your friends just. Again, talk about this in the morning. And yeah, so the problem is like none of them are great. None of them are all. No one's like, there's no absolutes good. It's not like the Hills where I can sympathize with Heidi completely. Like Spencer's done some shady stuff. Elsie's done some shady stuff. As of this point, Heidi has not really done any shady stuff. And if you want to hear more of that, tune in Fridays for our Hills podcast. make sure you're subscribed. But yeah, for this one, all of them have done shady stuff, not just to each other, but to the rest of the crew. So it's tough. I don't know who I'm siding with. Who are you taking here? I might be leaning towards Juliet and Alex, at least on this one, even though I still love Hannah.
Yeah, in this episode, I'm going to lean towards Juliet and Alex.
Subject to change.
Yes. I think that from what we saw for next week, there's going to be some more losses to be handed out. Mm-hmm. And I think Jalex will be possibly part of that. Mm-hmm. However, Hannah kind of was out of her depth, I think, a little too much. She was good playing more of the have a couple facial comments, and I think she was trying to pull a little too much weight in this episode. Mm-hmm. And I think she got out of her depth.
Yeah, she started living the gimmick a little too much, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right, so we don't have a lot of time left, but I just want to breeze through. So we got Garrett and Chloe getting the dish on Garrett and Nicole.
Yeah, we didn't see it. We'll probably see it next week. Yep. I think at least we got actually Chloe for once not really giving too much away to Kelsey, just kind of saying she's got to make an effort to get back with Garrett.
Chloe knows how to wait for the morning. Chloe is like the mastermind.
Unless she's been drinking. I guess maybe she wasn't drinking that much that day.
Yeah. Oh, also, just rewinding closer to the beginning, or no, I'll talk about it in the Jabron zone. Never mind. Hold that thought, Marty. But yeah, so Chloe looks like she's going to have a role to play on the finale. She has a ton of information that she's about to unleash on Kelsey and Garrett. So we'll see how that works out. And I just want to give a little recommendation, even though that's not part of our Monday show, but look at Garrett, Kelsey, and Carson's Twitters specifically as could they live tweet.
Could be hints at season two.
Yeah, and just the subtweeting between the three of them is pretty insane. But Carson's not even subtweeting. He's just straight up salty.
Well, he's apparently with Kelsey at the moment, so.
Oh, at this current moment?
Well, like about an hour ago when Kelsey was doing Ask Kelsey on Twitter, Carson was
Hanging out. Yeah. I thought like relationship-wise.
Oh, no. Hanging out.
Oof. He got me flustered there.
At least she answered his phone call this time.
Yeah, true. Oh, yeah. Let's
It's pretty harsh to big league somebody and then laugh about it.
Yeah.
Especially on live TV now.
Like, bro, there's a camera there.
But... Yeah, he's probably sitting right there when it happened. He's like, damn.
Yeah. I think that's why he got salty for the rest of the night. He was like being, you know, cool and funny.
Well, that's what sucks is that she didn't even just let it ring. She straight up hit the button.
Yeah, just straight up. Or maybe she just silenced it.
That could have been
another move. That's what I do in the office all the time. It's like, oh, ringing? I'm not at my desk. All right. Any final thoughts before we jump into the next one? A lot happened tonight.
Yeah. Do we miss anything?
Kelsey with the modeling tryout for commercial.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, whatever.
Probably more for next year.
No, I guess that's it.
All right, then we should crown
go right to it.
An MVP of the week. Clap your
hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, I don't even know who my nominees are for this one. Just give me your choice.
I'm going to give it to Pauly Paul.
Oh, whoa! Wow, look at you.
Because he's the only one who, like, I think everybody more or less, as we were saying earlier, kind of took an L. Like, I don't think anybody had super high moments in this.
He kind of took an L with Paige. She kind of just cold-shouldered him at the bar.
Yeah, but he made a joke of it being like, oh, I think Paige is over me. Like, he didn't care. He just wants to drink and party.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelsey kind of had a high moment with her modeling, but then she kind of had faltered with Garrett and vice versa. So, I don't know. Best case scenario.
All right. I'll buy that. And I'm going to give mine to our new buddy, Ben. Just for the fact that he just flexed all over the place. Like, he's not but he owned CSD Key, or at least Brandon's soul.
Actually, that's a good point. That's probably better.
It's like, yo, Brandon, what's your zip code? Where do you live? Yeah, that's my house now.
I'll find you.
Yeah. All right, and I think this is going to be obvious, but we got to do it.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Is he going to go for 3 weeks in a row or 4 weeks
in
a row?
Yep, it's Brandon.
Yep.
Big L.
Jabroni!
He's making it too easy.
Jabroni!
For all... Yeah. Do we even need to talk about this?
No, I think we kind of already addressed it. It's you could see it in the show. He's almost to the lowest point right now.
Yeah, so he's getting more frustrated. We'll see more next week. But yeah, I'm excited for the finale. Bittersweet. We get our Mondays back, but we also lose a Monday filled with entertainment. But we got one more. We'll make the most out of it. So I'm thinking we do our regular reactions podcast, and then we'll record like a season recap as a bonus episode, a little longer form, and we'll publish it the Monday after. But we'll see if schedules work, and we'll we'll see if we can add in a few surprises here and there for that one. Maybe some games. All right. Well, as always, thank you for joining us on this Monday night. You can follow us and live tweet with us 10-9 Central as the show happens. As you already know, and if you're listening, we upload this pretty quickly, soon after the episode, and Sam will tell you how to get in touch with us.
Hey, you guys can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can send us emails to coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. You could, if you want to support us, you can support us at patreon.com at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. And you can find us on all the Google stuff for subscriptions, like iTunes, iTunes podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And also check out our merch line at www.teespring.com/comingcleanpod.
Yeah, go get some merch. We don't have any siesta themed items. We should figure that out.
And we are live.
Live look at Kelsey going live right now on Instagram. So go join that.
All right, she's with Carson.
We'll see what happens. We are recording our live riveting radio right here. Reactions right now. /comingcleanpod. See if we can get a shout out.
And then we'll see.
Look at that. They're coming in.
They're coming in, guys. Oh, you guys are ready after the episode. This lighting is shit. They're
on it. Oh, damn. Oh, there it goes. Now I have to check the button. Lighting.
Guys, we need some intense questions. I want some fun. Hi, Susie. I want some fun questions tonight because we are at our second to last episode of the season. I can't believe it. It
so
literally
go jump on
has
that.
Flown by.
At the Kelsey Owens.
So give me some good
juicy
questions.
Oh, I'm also realizing that this was from 25 minutes ago. Never mind. We'll see you next week. Bye.